This morning, Detroit City Council voted to punt a decision on regulating and allowing recreational marijuana businesses in the city was pushed back until March. This is the second delay of its kind. Concerns have been raised about how the opening of the new market might be engineered to help populations who've been disproportionately affected by drug laws. Larry Gabriel writes the Higher Ground column for the Detroit Metro Times, and he also writes for the monthly Michigan Cannabis Industries Report. And he's with us on Stateside today. Larry, welcome.
Hi.
Detroit has medical marijuana dispensaries already, and they've been the source of some community concerns and pushback. The city's been dragging its heels on figuring out when, how, and where to allow recreational marijuana businesses in. What exactly is the conundrum over legal recreational cannabis in Detroit?
Well, City Councilman James Tate, he told me that the delay is that they're trying to figure out a social equity program that works for Detroiters based upon the state rules. And so that's what they came out and said today when they, extended the opt-out for another month. It says in their press release, it's critical that we take the necessary time now to ensure that Detroit's impending recreational marijuana industry will properly reflect the demographic of the city it's located in. It's not enough for Detroit simply hold security jobs or floor sweeping in this industry within our city. Meaningful and sustainable access for Detroiters has to be the goal. And it goes on from there, but that's the reason.
Well, after recreational cannabis was approved overwhelmingly in a statewide vote, we started to see individual communities pass so-called opt-out ordinances, which have been characterized as not-in-my-backyard local regulations. And meanwhile, other communities have totally embraced legal cannabis shops. Do you think this is a problem for the industry to have businesses segregated into certain pockets and communities?
Well, I think it's not good for the industry to have your largest market in the entire state not participating in that industry.
Right. The city of Detroit, that's the biggest city in the state.
I mean, think in terms of Illinois just legalized. When you think about Illinois, can you imagine Illinois legalizing and Chicago not participating?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
It's ridiculous, yeah.
Right. Michigan's journey with medical cannabis began a decade ago. Now we're in a situation where we have legal recreational cannabis shops. Where do you think this industry could possibly be in another decade?
You know what? In another decade, it will be as different from now is different from a decade behind us. The change has been very fast. You know, when the law first passed, the state pretty much refused to recognize the law. The Attorney General, Bill Schuette, he got all of these county prosecutors together and they came up with a plan to fight it. And so it's been a struggle all along and it's going to continue to be a struggle because, as you can see, in Detroit we don't have any recreational adult use stores. But I feel like that's where it's going to be. There's going to be more acceptance along the way. And probably, you know, people will be more accommodating to that. But, you know, it'll be approximately equal to the difference we see already.
You know, to be fair, we should say that Detroit leaders have said it's not that this isn't going to happen. It's that we want it to happen right. Do you have much of a sense of how much heat and light is being expended behind the scenes to bring this along?
I don't have that sense. I talked to Councilman Tate, and he doesn't tell me that sort of thing. But, you know, there was a lot of resistance to marijuana in Detroit. A lot of community groups stood up against it. A lot of ministers, church ministers, stood up against it. And it's the law. And so they're coming along with the law. But I feel like they dragged their feet so long that the industry got ahead of them. And that was very obvious in the medical case when, you know, there was some near 200 dispensaries in Detroit, and, you know, they ended up shutting that down, and now we're somewhere around 50. I'm not exactly sure what the number is. But that's part of the issue, is because all of these places got established already. Most of them were people who had the financial wherewithal to establish those places. And now the state is only giving recreational licenses to the places that are already established, which is, you know, a pretty expensive thing to do. So now the city is trying to catch up because the industry got out ahead of them, and now they're trying to pull it back, trying to, you know, make that access for, you know, Detroiters to come in. So it's going to become a legal issue. It's going to become a racial issue. They're going to be fighting about it, because if you specifically see, you know, the press release when they talk about how the industry should look like Detroiters, and I would say that you have hardly any
Larry, we got to go. Larry Gabriel of the Detroit Metro Times.